Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I feel like, I hope it's going to be a very serious show because there are some things going on that we really need to talk about. Let's go to the Lord in prayer because that's how we should start every day. Most gracious Heavenly Father, for such a time as this, we come before you. First, Father, regardless of all the chaos that's circling around us and the tragedies, we praise you and we give thanks to you. For we know that you are never off of your throne, that you are in control, even though our world seems totally spinning out of control. We thank you. We praise you for your love. Oh, that agape love. We praise you for your grace. For we do not deserve the mercy that you pour upon us. And we praise you and give thanks to you for your forgiving nature and for the salvation that you have provided to us. Father, we beg for your protection. And Father, we ask for your healing and comfort and your restoration of those who have, oh Father, tragedy hit. And the lives have been destroyed and towns have been twisted and torn apart by a tornado this weekend. We pray for the comfort and the peace for all the victims, for those that have lost loved ones and friends and neighbors. And Father, in this mess, we pray for your wisdom and discernment. Give us a boldness and a courage, Father, for such a time as this. We need you, Abba Father. We need you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Disaster strikes the Midwest. And, see, I think I lost my paper here that I had with some of the statistics on it. But there's no good time for a disaster, but it always seems worse when it's around Christmas season. Let us pray for those who have suffered great loss. Be in a constant attitude of prayer. They've lost great. They've lost their homes. The communities are just nothing but rubble, twisted rubble heaps. Lives have been lost. Businesses and towns have been destroyed. And I pray that the generosity of others will be poured out on these. And may God's love prevail in their lives. It was a series of tornadoes, but one stayed down on the ground, but it flattened communities in Kentucky and throughout the Midwest states. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said more than 80 people were killed in his state. But they expect the death toll to rise as they go through the rubble, and it may be over 100. It is the deadliest tornado event in the state's history. Twisters are rare for December, but atypical hot and humid weather contributed to the remarkably powerful storm cluster. Now, there are those, I'm going to tell you, this is apart from this, that are blaming this on climate change, and that is a lie. You must understand that. A single tornado traveled 250 miles, which, if initial reports are confirmed, would break the record of the longest tornado track. Debris were hurled up to 30,000 feet in the air or as high as commercial jets fly. Think about that. Factory wars where workers were busy prepping products ahead of the holiday season became the sites of numerous fatalities. The large Mayfield Consumer Products candle factory in Mayfield, Kentucky was destroyed completely by this tornado. 8 people have been confirmed dead and another 8 are missing. 6 people were killed when an Amazon distribution center in Illinois collapsed. The tornado was wicked. The alarms went off where we were, but we had nothing to fear but this tornado, and its wrath in the path was devastating. It's not just them, folks, it's us. They're our friends, they're our family, they're Americans without homes. They lost their love. Maybe some families were completely wiped out, but be in prayer for them. So moving on to the news. Today's headline, Monday Mania. It's not fair to blame Monday, is it? We always blame Monday. This day of the week always takes a hit. However, after looking through the news again, we can only come to one conclusion if you are truly paying attention. Let me put my own spin on some of the news, which I will bring to you yet this morning. An evil scientist is running this nation. Who? WHO elected him. PETA and HSUS, they don't care about animals, but they will lobby to control your food supply. The Baconators, the bacon haters. What will Wendy do? Well, they can't serve it up in California. Property, property, property. There's a new country song out, says buy dirt. God ain't making any more of it. The meaning of the song is your life and your family and your home are what's valuable. The opposite of what the left wants you to believe, which is why they hate the phrase life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. You see, in their eyes, only the government should own property, not you. Liberty is now a racist word and a subject word of radical. You know, those insurrectionists, they talked about liberty. And look where they are. Well, first of all, they weren't insurrectionists. They were American citizens visiting the house of the people, the people's house. I've been telling you for years now that they have an agenda. And it ain't pretty, my friends. It isn't about a free nation of people. It's about communism. Climate change is a hoax. It is a lie. And I hate to admit, but the farther we get into the pandemic, I believe it also was intentional. I believe the release of the virus was intentional. I didn't for a while. But the farther we get into this, then the more we see, the more I believe it absolutely was intentional. Why else would they lie so much, restrict treatments that are known to work? If one isn't working, try another. Why do they lie about the numbers? Now, and I believe the virus is very real, it can be deadly to many, and we know it has been. But even so, the rate of survival is still up in the 90th percentile. Yet, they'd have you believe death is imminent. They have an agenda. All those political chess moves take them to the end. Will they win? Will they win? You see, climate change allows control. Control of the land. Control of your food. Endangered species was a huge lie at the very get-go, and it is still being used. Abortion is a human right? That's a lie. Or is it simply about population control of the poor? Let's face it. They promote promiscuity and then abortion. The people falling into this trap, well, it isn't about a woman's health, is it? Healthcare is a human right? That's a lie. Immigration. This is the way of invading a nation peacefully. If you call what they do peaceful. First, the good news. Hey, we'll do that when we come back because we have good news. I think you'll be delighted to hear it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
My name is Elmer Heinrich. My company owns and sells Immuno 150, the best nutritional supplement on the market today, bar none. No other nutritional product compares because Immuno 150 contains 9 exotic fruits, 13 vitamins, 17 herbs, 18 amino acids, and 70 plant-derived trace minerals, plus aloe vera, CoQ10, all the omegas, biflavonoids, and more. The 70 trace minerals are the key. Most nutritional products contain no more than 15 minerals because they come from fruits and vegetables. Now, if you want to improve your immune system, call 888-316-2224 or visit immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. Again, that phone number is 888-316-2224. 2224.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I hope you're getting ready to take a sip of that coffee because I've got some really good news for you. It's really, really good. Chris Wallace is leaving Fox. Chris Wallace is leaving Fox News. Yeah, that's one liberal gone. They still have some others there, and the others play a little political partying or whatever you want to call it. But bye-bye. See ya. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Chris Wallace is going and he's leaving. What do you think for? Why? Why do you think Fox gave him up? Perhaps ratings. And maybe they didn't want to pay as much. I don't know what CNN is paying him. I'm sure we could figure it all out. But he's going to CNN. Now, Rudy was saying it's a new thing that CNN's trying. And to quote Chris, he says, I want to try something new, to go beyond politics, to all the things I'm interested in. I'm ready for a new adventure, and I'd hope you'll check it out. No, we're just going to check you out. You're gone. Check it out. We're done with you, old Chris. I was done with him a long time ago, but...
It's called CNN Plus. It's a streaming service. You're probably going to have to pay to hear him, and I'm going to say good luck.
good luck with that one. Good luck with that one. I ain't paying to hear him. You know, I watch Fox some. I watch Newsmax. I click back and forth, and Then Fox started their Fox Nation, and it has some really good programs on it. But you have to pay to get Fox News. You have to pay to get Fox Business. You have to pay to get Fox Sports, and I'll be darned if I'm going to pay to go to Fox Nation. I'm just not going to do it. They're getting rich, folks. They're getting rich. Now, this morning, before I left the house, my husband loves to read the newspaper, and I should, but I'm a little lazy about it. But here's a headline. Now, I want you to understand what I'm getting ready to tell you is they have an agenda. We've told you that. They want your land. They want to control your food. And who is they? Well, it's pretty much all of them. But this, I'm pretty sure, has a little feel of HSUS and PETA. Just a little bit. So if you've been a pork producer or a hog raiser or a pig farmer, you ain't going to want to go to California, that's for sure. Will new bacon law begin? California grocers seek a delay. They're trying to delay this new law. And apparently it was passed by someone. I mean, they put it on the ballot box and it was passed, but that's where I'm thinking, oh, that smells like HSUS. Oh, that smells like PETA. A coalition of California restaurants and grocery stores have filed a lawsuit to block implementation of a new farm animal welfare law, adding to uncertainty about whether bacon and other fresh pork products will be much more expensive or in short supply in the state when the new rules take effect New Year's Day. The lawsuit is the latest step in a tumultuous 3-year process of enacting rules overwhelmingly approved by voters. I'd love to see what that said on the ballot. Overwhelmed by voters, but remain in question even as the law is set to begin. Since voters approved, it was Proposition 12 by a 2-to-1 ratio in November of 2018. State officials missed deadlines for releasing specific regulation covering the humane treatment of animals that provide meat for the California market. Most hog producers haven't made the changes to comply with the new law. And now the coalition of business owners is seeking more than a 2-year delay. We're saying this is not going to work, said Nate Rose, a spokesman for the California Groceries Association. While groups are working to delay the measure, the state has ease the transition to the new system. It has allowed pork processed under the old rules to be held in cold storage to be sold in California in 2022, which could prevent shortages for weeks or even months. As Josh Bach, who leads farm animal protection efforts at the Humane Society of the United States, put it, California residents need not fear pork industry claims of apocalypse. Of course not. Put simply, the law requires that breeding pigs, egg-laying chickens, and veal calves be given enough space to stand and turn around. For pigs, that means they no longer can be in narrow gestation crates now, and must have 24 square feet of possible space. Now, gestation crates. This is, I think, maybe that's different than the farrowing crates. It's really for the protection of the animal and the baby pigs. Let's go on. Producers of eggs and veal appear able to meet the new law, but hog farmers argued the changes would be too expensive and couldn't be carried out until the state approved final regulations for the new standards. An estimate from North Carolina State University found that the new standard would cost about 15% more per animal for a farm with 1,000 breeding pigs. Now, the National Pork Producers Council has challenged California's right to impose standards on businesses in other states. But so far, their efforts have failed. HSUS spends a lot of money. You've heard Mindy and I talk about it. And they will put these propositions out there, and they will make it sound so good to the public who know nothing about raising hogs, who know nothing about raising chickens or eggs or veal. They know nothing about the farm. But they want their meat. But is it going to be like the gas? You're going to have to pay for it. And they hope that it'll cost you so much that you'll stop eating meat. That's my slant on it. The article's rather lengthy. I'm not going to read the rest of it to you. But I have another one that came to me in the mail by somebody, a listener. This is actually happening in Missouri. Methane cow tax. The tax is in the Build Back Better bill, misnomer. I was told by two different people that in the $4 trillion bill they just passed the House of Representatives that there was a methane tax on cows. Not wanting to spread rumors, I called our state representative, Jason Smith's office. This is out of Missouri, in Washington, D.C., and I asked him if there was such a thing, and he answered, Republican Missouri number 2, submitted by Mr. Trent Kelly, representative from St. Louis, moves that the Committee on the Budget directs its chairman to strike the following line item, $75 million for the Environmental Protection Agency to create a new program under the Clean Air Act. Again, remember that was redistribution, redistricting the voting areas, which would assess a fee tax on methane emissions. According to the Farm Bureau estimates, the total impact of the methane tax on American farmers and ranchers would be $361.5 billion per year. Beef would be $2,607 per head per year. Dairy, $6,504 per dairy cow per year. Per head per year, per dairy cow per year. Swine, $503 per head per year. It is time to start calling your senators, folks. Since the bill is now in the state, in the Senate, this needs to be struck from the bill. Now, I think Thursday is when they're going to be voting on some of this again. So it's 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Tell them, do not pass this bill. Mindy sent this to me Saturday morning or Friday night. I don't remember which. I think it was Saturday morning. Billionaires are stealing millions of acres of land using climate change as their justification. Folks, you better wake up. Because it isn't about saving the cows or the pigs. It isn't about climate change and saving the planet. It's about taking everything you've got. That's what it's about. You better pay attention, and you better start getting active. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Let's read. Let's talk about the billionaires when we come back.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-958-5304. 800-958-5304. 800-958-5304. That's 800-958-5304.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. All of the things that they have been doing, their agenda, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Executive Order 14008, and before all of this, the Endangered Species Act, acid rain, global cooling, global warming, climate change, they're all about taking the land. They must take your land here in the United States of America. So we already know that some of the billionaires, I think is it Zuckerberg that owns all this property and Gates own all this property. Billionaires are stealing millions of acres of land using climate change as their justification. This is coming from a Daily Veracity staff, and it is another source. This one happened to be sent to me over the weekend from Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. I'm not going to read it to you. It is very lengthy, but I am going to share certain parts of it with you. The release of the most recent report, guess who by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that's the IPCC, was met with widespread international alarm. The BBC wrote that this was a code red for humanity,
and the New York Times warned a hotter future is certain. A Guardian headline stated that major changes of the to the climate were inevitable and irreversible. Well, if they're irreversible, why are they trying to fight it so much? While both BBC and The Guardian seemingly celebrated the survey that showed 4 in 10 young people now have almost uncontrollable anxiety about the climate. According to the survey, nearly half of 16 to 25-year-olds around the world are hesitant to have children as a result of what they believe is a climate crisis and feel that governments are doing too little to prevent it. The scaring of the youth, is that a bit of population control? That I'm throwing that in there. They didn't put that in there. In come the bankers, with the help of the UN and the world governments to finally save the day. The first step is find a way to purchase, own, and monetize the land we need to conserve. Let me repeat that. Their first step is to find a way to purchase, to own, and to monetize the land they need to conserve. Property. In October, journalist Whitney Webb reported on one of the plans launched by a new group called the Intrinsic Exchange Group, IEG, that promises to save us from this catastrophic once and for all from this catastrophe. Excuse me, I got a little too overly dramatic. According to the IEG, with the help of the multinational corporations and the billionaires and other investors, the UN and the IEG will rescue the planet from certain extermination. This is all about money and control. This is about billionaires stealing millions of acres of property. And they will own it all. After all, the UN conceded once that the businesses of the world is now the business of the UN. Did you hear that? They say that the business of the world is now their business. Your business is their business. And the USA funds the UN. What irony. We're funding our own demise. It's not about peace to the world. It's about global dominance. And we have politicians in D.C. that are globalists. And they are so stuck on themselves, so puffed up that they believe they will be the elite. Why do you think they promote such stupid stuff? In September, the New York Stock Exchange announced it had developed a new asset class and listing vehicle aimed at preserving and restoring the natural assets that ultimately underlie and the ability for there to be life on Earth. The vehicle known as Natural Asset Company, or NAC, will enable the formation of specialized firms that own the rights to the ecosystem services produced on a certain piece of land, such as carbon sequestration or clean water. The natural assets that these NACs commodify will subsequently be maintained, managed, and grown by them. Now, I botched that all up, but I think you understood enough of that. In the U.S. Summit, Carbon Solutions recently began work on obtaining land in North Iowa for its proposed Midwest Carbon Express pipeline. Summit Carbon Solutions, an offset of Summit Agriculture Group, is behind the $4.5 billion Midwest Carbon Express project. It would be the largest carbon capture project in the world, with the goal of sending 12 million tons of CO2 annually to western North Dakota, where it can be stored in underground. We're going to store the CO2 in the underground.
That sounds like the biggest scam ever.
they're investing in this. They're making money. And, you know, it's just like the little old ladies I don't know what to call them. Naive folks of the world who believe that polar bears need to be saved, and they're sending their money to save the polar bears. And let me tell you, folks, the polar bears are doing just fine. Well, I'm not going to finish this. I think you get the idea. Here's one I put a big star by, so I'm going to read it. Landowners expressed concerns regarding Summit Carbon's use of eminent domain, which allows the company to build the pipeline on land without consent from the landowner. Because you see, the landowner, the private property, means nothing to them. Eminent domain is when the government body can acquire private property for public use. How much money do you think the public's going to make off of that use?
I thought pipelines were leaky and dangerous anyway. Good grief.
Not their pipelines.
Oh, special.
Their pipelines are carbon pipelines.
Special pipelines.
They're CO2 pipelines. Well, let's move on. Rudy handed this to me. California Governor Gavin Newsom, he's so special, has expressed outrage. He's outraged at the Supreme Court's decision Friday to allow Texas' six-week abortion ban to stay in effect, and said he would use similar legal tactics to tackle gun control in his state. It's important to them to kill babies. It's important to them that you pay for the killing of babies. And this is because they're protecting the poor mothers from their babies. It's not about saving the mother's life. You know that's not it. We've gone farther than that. It's about, let me tell you something, it's about control. It's about population control. It's about controlling the poor. It's about controlling the land. It's about controlling you, because communism is about absolute control. I hear the music, we're headed into another break. I don't know if you're as steamed up as I am or not, but I'm telling you right now, if you want to own your property, you better get busy. Because it doesn't matter what you do, folks, right now, they're going to take it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We were laughing during the break. I was telling Rudy he had to wear his ugly Christmas sweaters every day next week. He said he didn't have one. I said, you got to make one. So I'm going to share one more thing. We're just going to hit it real quickly. But it is an evil scientist ruling the United States. You know, Biden doesn't know what falls out of his mouth half the time. But he said something about Fauci being president. He's the real president. Fauci is an evil scientist, and I'm not just saying that off the cuff. We have proof. Where is HSUS? Where is the ASPCA? Where is PETA when he's torturing puppies and monkeys? It's horrible what he's doing. It's horrible. And there's laws against that here. We don't even need PETA and HSUS and no, those other people. We don't need them. Because there are laws against it in this nation, but yet it's being ignored. You know why? Because you're the little people. And this is the elite, the special ones, who are dealing with evil science. You know, like viruses to kill people, to control people, to control the population, to take over globally. I had another article, and I didn't get to that at all to read it, but it's where some of them on WHO have lost their, here, I've got it. I just haven't read it yet. It's from the New American. I highly recommend the New American as well. My subscription has been expired, so I need to get them again. But it says COVID investigator was removed from WHO team after China ties were revealed. China has their They're spies in everything. They've got their hand in everything, including Congress. Now, I'm going to close with this particular article. Sometimes other people say it better. But at the end of the article, he's begging for money for different organizations, telling you to get involved. And I'm going to approach that just a little differently. He also didn't mention CSC Talk Radio there. But that's not what I'm going to suggest. He says, Democrats and their minions didn't get this far only to lose an election. Now, this is coming from the Canada Free Press, and it's written by Ray DeLorenzo. He says, in the meantime, there are a multitude of people who believe a red wave is coming to the rescue, a wave that cannot be stopped. They are wrong. The Democrats and their minions didn't get this far only to lose an election. They have, he says, a turd in every pocket. Everything you see happening, from the changes in the election system, the massive uptick in crime, the phony racism, the sabotaging of our military, the neutering of our judicial system, the empty shelves, the inflation, are all here on a purpose. And they have a reason. Paying double for gasoline didn't just happen. It wasn't from incompetence, I might add. It was made to happen. Likewise, the pandemic, the vaccine deaths, the masks, the separation of families, the social and economic upheaval that has resulted in suicides, the closing of our churches, the increase of homeless camps of drug addicts in every major Democrat city, fistfights on airline flights, even the burning of Christmas trees, all have a political purpose. Their plan is to create hopelessness, fear and chaos, desperation for change, to destroy this country and everything we stand for, prove the world we are a failed state, irredeemable. Ooh, where did we hear that before? In dire need of correction. A different set of values, revolution. This disorder, this chaos, is being purposely planted and fed by those who want to do away with Western civilization and the fortress that protects it, America and Christianity. It was that powerful brace that saved the free world from then once. It is the Christian ethic that liberated mankind from the constraints put upon it by elitist demagogues. Never has neutral law, the freedom of speech, association, the right to defend yourself, the right to private property, equality under the law, or all granted by God, not men, been written down as a law of the land. We remember the Weather Underground, the Black Panthers, the Black Liberation Army, the Sibonese Liberation Army. It was this principle that caused lovers of freedom to seek a new world where the ethic was set loose, allowed to flourish. It raised more people out of poverty than any other system in history. It now is the glue that holds our free world together. And for that reason, it is targeted for destruction. This system of self-government without nobility, without privileged elitists, that history calls the greatest experiment, is now under extreme assault by those that do not recognize God. Those are the Marxists, a league of men and women determined to rid the world of the divine and replace it with the superiority of mankind. They are an evil league, a religious sect that makes the most committed Muslim terrorist look agnostic. To win a war, you must know your enemy. And we thought we knew this enemy. It turns out that they are willing to do whatever we never thought possible. They have been around since the beginning of the 20th century. They have murdered millions. The protests of the late 60s turned into the bombings of the 70s. 2,500 bombings just in an 18-month period in 71 and 72. It included the bombing of a police station in San Francisco that killed a police officer. We remember the Weather Underground, the Black Panthers, the Black Liberation Army, the Symbionese Liberation Army. We remember the rioting and the destruction of private and public property. Where are they now? Thanks to the advice of infamous Sal Alinsky, the Rules for Radicals fame, these faceless anarchists cut their hair, took a bath, donned a three-piece suit, ran for office, and taught new generations of would-be fanatics. They now have 50 years later, some 50 years later, have completely taken over a major political party and have permeated every facet of our government, education system, and the media. They know their time has now come. They are ready for the final assault. Does anyone believe the Democrats, with all their plans, are going to submit an election? He goes on in this. There's just another paragraph left. I'm not going to have time for it. But he says, basically, you need to start doing something. Start supporting other organizations that are doing something. And he names them. But I'm going to tell you, I think you can put your money where your mouth is, but you better start making those phone calls and sending those letters, running for office and attending those meetings, because your action is the only thing that's going to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.